Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
8 o'clock hour, and the show of Wales continues on the home of America's team. I'm Sean Sharif alongside RJ Choppy, Cowboys insider Bobby Belt. We got Pepe and Carter in the back live on the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Nate Newton was amazing during the expressway, and we know that this man will be as well. He is the former head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. I went down a little Dave Campo rabbit hole yesterday, and I just wanted to see what Coach had to say about Deion Sanders back in the day. And he called his retirement a sad day for the National Football League, was the DC for the five seasons that Deion was here, said Prime was the best player he ever coached. Quote, people can say what they want about the flash and dash and all that stuff, but he was a pretty darn good football player. The NFL loses a little bit of style without him. Will they get some style back? Let's bring in Coach Campo right now live on the D&M Leasing Hotline on 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Sean, RJ, and Bobby. That's a triumvirate right there.
Coach, how have you been? What have you been up to?
Well, doing great. Actually, it was kind of a rough time down here because, you know, I do radio and a little bit of television here in Jacksonville, Florida. And, you know, even though I'm a Cowboy through and through, I'm also a Jaguar, and they struggled this year. So it was a little bit rough doing those post-game shows,
yeah,
those call-in post-game shows this year. But overall, great. I'm staying close to the game, but at the same time, I have a little time to myself as well.
Awesome. Coach, who do they want, and who are you thinking could be a good Jacksonville fit to figure out that Trevor Lawrence situation?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I think from what I'm hearing, it's either going to be a young offensive coordinator like Ben Johnson or Joe Brady or someone along those lines, or it's going to be Robert Saleh, a little bit of experience. I mean, that's what we're hearing. But listen, everything is close to the vest. You know that, except in the Jerry Jones world. Everything gets out.
Do you think Trevor has it? Or is he kind of... Obviously, he's disappointed, but do you think he has what it takes to be that great quarterback?
Well, he's a little bit of an enigma because I think he's suffered a little bit from, you know, so much notoriety that, you know, whatever he does is not going to live up to what his billing was at this point. I think he's got a tremendous amount of talent. I don't think he's proved it. With some injuries included, but I think he really has the talent to do it. And I think that's why there's so much interest in getting a quarterback whisperer, so to speak, that is a little bit innovative. And, you know, I think that was what the downfall was with Doug Peterson. I think Doug's a great coach, but I think the innovation wasn't there. And I think if they can improve the defense and improve the front, so that they can run the football and stop the run, that will help him with the play action game, that type of thing. So it's still out there. He does have arm talent and is a competitor. We'll see.
Former Cowboys head coach Dave Campo joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Okay, so Coach, the buzz around here in Dallas the last couple days has been about a potential Deion Sanders match with the Cowboys as head coach. Just, you know, as we look at potential of Deion coming here, but also just the trek that he's had going to Jackson State in Colorado, when you were coaching Deion, did you ever get the sense that, hey, I think one day this seems like a path that he'd like to take or something I think he'd be really good at is being a head coach, you know, either at a college program or at the NFL level?
Well, the interesting thing there is that, you know, back in my day, there weren't a lot of ex-players getting into the coaching business because, you know, obviously their work schedule, other than physical, was not the same as a coach. So a lot of guys, and financially, you know, what they did on the playing situation compared to what coaches were making. Now it's a little bit different. The one thing I do know about Deion was one thing. I didn't coach, and Zimmer didn't coach Deion from a technique standpoint or anything like that, because, you know, that was not his strength. His strength was athletic ability, but the one thing people didn't realize, he was one of the smartest players I ever coached. All we did with Deion was say, hey, look, here's who you're covering, study him, and play ball. And really, that is what a coach does. I mean, especially a head coach, he's a guy that understands the game, is willing to work at it, and he studied more than anybody I know. He knew his opponent. He knew, you know, what we were doing defensively. Those are the things that helped him be great along with his athletic ability. So it doesn't surprise me. And he was a leader from the standpoint of what he did. And I think that goes a long way. When he walks into a room today, you know, he walks in with some Super Bowl trophies. He walks in with some great Pro Bowl deals. And he's a tremendous salesman and a marketer. And I think that bodes well, especially in the Dallas, you know, that whole aura in the Cowboys.
Would he be your top selection, number one candidate?
Well, the only thing I would say there is I think there's a little bit of speculation there, guys, because, you know, obviously he's done a good job everywhere he's been, but going from that level to the pro level is a little bit different. Guys, I'm not one to really, you know, say I know everything about being a head coach, because obviously I wasn't as successful as I needed to be. But at the same time, he has the traits because of his ability to sell and to get players there. You know, everybody says, well, you know, it's all about money, but it's not 100% about money. If a player, you know, feels like he is around somebody that's a winner, you know, guys, free agents will go to that. Mm. And I think he brings that to the table. And I think, again, he's a smart guy and he understands the game. And you know, that goes a long way. So to me, do you go with experience? You know, a Kellen Moore that's been in the league for a long time, that's a crapshoot as well. You know, so one thing about Jerry, he likes to splash. And, you know, I could see it working there. But he will have to get some guys surrounding him that helps him for sure make that transition.
Dave Campo joining us here at 105 Through the Fan. All right, so you mentioned the college pro difference. You coached in both. You know, X's and O's aside, is motivating a 20-year-old the same as motivating a 30-year-old? Is the leadership aspect the same there?
You know, I felt especially, you know, when you're in a program that's winning on the college level, you're really basically dealing with guys, even though they're a little younger, that the same guys that you're going to deal with when you get in the NFL, because there's going to be a number of those players, you know, go there. I think there's a little bit more rah-rah in the college level than it is in the pros, because obviously the pros, it's basically a job. But right now with the NIL and all the stuff that's going on,
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
In college football, you're getting a pro feeling down there. When I came from the Hurricanes to the Cowboys, I felt I would be successful because I was around guys that had that mentality. And don't get me wrong, we weren't paying guys back then, yeah. Although people think we were. But at the same time, they have that winning mentality that you need to go to the next level. So, to me, actually, a pro head coach right now is easier than a college head coach from the standpoint that you do have professional athletes. There's not as much necessarily motivation there. But being a college head coach right now, with all they have to do with the NIL and the transfer portal and all that stuff, I would rather be a pro coach than a college coach right now, I guarantee you.
Dave Campo, former Cowboys head coach, had Deion Sanders himself joining us here on 105 through the Fan. Coach, the majority of the fan base, many people in the media say, look, you're not going to win here with Jerry Jones. You're not going to win big enough. He's going to interfere. He needs the attention. Your response to that, and what would you tell the next Cowboys coach if they called you and said, what do I need to know about working with Jerry and Steven?
Well, the one thing I can say is that, you can say whatever you want. Everybody's upset that you don't win in the playoffs. But, look at what the Cowboys have done over the years. Jerry Jones is a winner. I don't care what anybody says about, he has to be the person out front and all that. Look at what they've done in the last three, up until this year. 12-5, 12-5, 12-5. That's hard to do in the National Football League. Now, obviously, you're measured by whether you get to the bowl game or not. That's legitimate in a way. But the one thing about Jerry is, I think he's willing to do what he has to do. For example, I don't think he really got real excited about Bill Parcells. Not only cooking putting the meal out there, yeah. But cooking it. But at the same time, he did it because he thought it was important at a particular time. So I would tell a guy coming in that the one thing that you don't have to worry about, he will not meddle with what you do on the field. But if you can come in and convince him that he should be part of the personnel aspect of things, I think that will bode well, because I think Jerry's changed over the years to where he's not quite as involved in everyday operations as he used to be. I really think it's a good job. I don't know that it's the premier job, because players today or coaches today want to do it all. And the one thing about it is, the head coach, in my opinion, and the general manager have to be on the same page. And that's something that, that those coaches have to convince Jerry with. And I think he's willing to move when he feels like things are not going in the right direction.
Coach, you know, you you coached Deion Sanders, but you also coached opposite at practice every day for 4 years, Jason Witten. And Jason Witten has had some buzz about him here, too, that he could potentially get into the coaching level. Maybe he could be a candidate here as the head coach or definitely as an assistant moving forward. What are your thoughts on Jason Witten just as a leader and a guy who could potentially one day make that move into NFL coaching?
Well, I love Jason Witten. I mean, I think Jason Witten is the epitome of what you're looking for in a professional football player. And his leadership qualities, that goes without saying. I think the thing that would probably limit him right now would be experience. And to me, obviously, Deion went from being a high school coach to a college coach and winning everywhere it was. So I can't say that Jason couldn't do the same thing, but going from a high school coach to the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, remember, there's a lot of things involved. As soon as you walk in that door at 8:30 in the morning or whatever time you come in the morning, it's not just about football. It's about all kinds of things. And, you know, for example, Deion got a little bit of that on the college level. Jason hasn't had that at all. When you know, all the things that are involved in being a head coach that is not football is astronomical. And that's why a lot of the coordinators coming in don't necessarily make it, because, you know, they deal with their unit, you know, on the coaching level. And then all of a sudden they're dealing with things on a team level and beyond that, all the other things that are out there. So I think Jason would make an outstanding assistant coach, because I think he has the competitiveness and the smart guy and understands the game, and his work ethic is without question.
Coach, break the tie. RJ says Jacksonville's a great city. Bobby says it sucks.
I think, well, listen, it's a lot. It doesn't suck. Okay, I think it's making improvements all the time, and I think one of the things that would really even give it more of a I love the people. First of all, the people here are outstanding. There, it's a little bit of South South Georgia. You know, they're good people. They love football. All those kind of things. I think a winning Jaguar situation would even up it.
Yeah.
And I think that's the next thing that has to happen.
Coach, it is always an absolute pleasure to hear your voice. Thank you so much for making the time. Enjoy the games and have a great weekend.
Yeah, thank you. And thanks for having me on. And best of luck with everything. Hey, you know, I'm a Cowboy through and through. And I want to see them successful. One other thing I didn't mention before you guys go off is continuity is a little bit important in the game of football. And the one thing about that, I think Zimmer's defense improved during the course of the season. And they are tight. Deion and Zimmer are tight. So, you know, that might be a factor as well. So anyway, I appreciate it. I love Dallas, and go Cowboys.
You're the man, Coach. Thank you. Dave Camp on the D&M Leasing Hotline.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings, buy one get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties, buy two get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.